We are looking at singing in the Spirit. Ephesians 5. You there? Verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Already we talked about that how you redeem the time. Verse 8, you walk as children of the light. That means you rebuke, verse 11, you rebuke and have no fellowship with any walk of darkness. That's how you redeem the time. Verse 17 now says, wherefore be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, where is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be not drunk with wine, where is in excess. And it appears like Paul is latching on the Passover story. Passover story. Don't be drunk with wine, where is in excess. Don't forget, I taught you some times back that the lesson of the Passover is not in the continual drinking and eating. Listen very well. I'm not saying the eating and the drinking is wrong. What I'm saying is that what Jesus wanted you to see in the Passover was not the bread. What he wanted us to see in the Passover was his body broken for us. Does that make sense? His body broken for his death. So, he will tell them on that table in Matthew 26, you see what? You know what? This is my body broken for you. This is my blood. Take all of it. Take all of it. And so, when Paul comes and says, don't be drunk with wine, what he's telling you is, don't be consumed with the natural. Don't be overwhelmed with the natural. Be filled with the Spirit. Let there be more to you than natural. Let there be more to you than physical. And there is more to you, amen. So, the Passover is at the background. And if you've been listening, we've been saying that the believer is a who person? Eh? Is an Exodus person. A teaching will be explored better in dialect prophets. The believer is an Exodus person. Now I'm going to explain that. We already did. What does that mean? That means he has translated from a particular state to another. The moment you say, I am a born again, or I am born again, or I am a Christian, or I am a child of God, what you're saying is, I am no longer the person I used to be. This generation, we have a whole lot of Christians who are not Christians. The old man is still very much active. He's not geriatric. He's very much alive. In 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, Paul says, if any man be in Christ, complete it. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are becoming. That is Exodus. That is Exodus. All things are become new. All things are passed away. All things are become new. That is, you have left Egypt. You are now in the land of promise. You have left Egypt. You are now in God's plan. All things are passed away. Behold, that is, you need to look at this. All things have become new. Say, I'm new. You believe that? Say, I'm new. Say it very well. Say it like you are new now. I'm new. All things have become new. You are no longer the man who is serving Pharaoh. No, you are serving the Lord. You are no longer the man who is building straws in Egypt. No, you are building the tabernacle of the Lord. You are in his Exodus. So we said the believer is an Exodus person. He's an Exodus person. He has exited the flesh. He is now in the Spirit. Romans 8:14. As many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Don't forget verse 1 already told you that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. Because they do not walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For what the Lord could not do, God has sent his Son. He has done that in dying. He has destroyed the flesh. Then now tells you verse 14. As many that are led away from the flesh, because the word led there is the word ago, A-G-O in the Greek. A-G-O, which means to be carried. To carry something. As many as are carried by the Spirit. As many as are led away from the flesh into the Spirit, they are the sons of God. I'm a child of God. So the entire believer's experience is an Exodus experience. The Exodus is showing us what God is going to do in Christ.
He's going to take some people out of darkness into his light. Don't forget, that's 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10, right? You are now a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, to show forth the praises of him that what? Has called you out of, is that Egypt? Huh? He has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That is the believer. He has called you out of darkness. He has called you out of darkness. So you are an Exodus person. Always see yourself as that. The moment you actually believe that what Jesus did, he did for you, then you are a new person. That's why most people tell them, don't go back to Egypt in your hearts. That's now spiritual growth. So oftentimes, people now have that difficulty in putting together side by side that new reality. Oh, you said I'm now born again. You said I'm full of the Spirit of God. Hey, Pastor, hey. I'm full of the Spirit of God. Okay. Pastor, you said I can hear and see by the Spirit. Me. I be there's someone behind me. I remember the first time someone told me that I can hear the sick. I laughed. And I used to watch it on TV. When I was younger, much younger, I used to watch Pastor Christopher Akilome. I used to watch Pastor Christopher Akilome on TV. I'll be on the bed, on my mattress. We had this TV in my room. I had this TV in my own room. And I'll be mimicking what he's doing. So when he says, Pastor, there's someone here. I say, where is he? And I'll use the cream. I say, where is he? I can't remember vividly. He has been on the wheelchair for 20 years. That's Reverend Tom talking. He has been on the wheelchair for 20 years. Wheelchair for 20 years? I literally know the next response. Oh, what a bad devil. And so I mimic that, but you telling me that I will now do that. And I see him lay hands on the seat. And, you know, people get healed and all of that. And so someone told me, Toby, Apolabi. And he told me, he just said, I think that was 2006. And he said, even the Christians who can heal the sick. Say what? I'm not a Christian then. He said, every Christian can heal the sick. And that's 16 years ago. Okay. Thank you, sir. What else do you want me to say? You know? So, but it set somewhere in my mind. But I felt it was not for me. Because I could not put together the fact that I can heal the sick. And for about 4 years after he told me, I still never did. Every sick I met, everything, we'll leave that place and go to the grace. You know, the grace of Christ. Well, his grace heals the sick, amen. And so the first time I was going to heal the sick, I think I told the story before, I went to preach somewhere, very close to UMC. You know UMC in Ibadan? Close to Okado? I still remember Ibadan well. Yeah, close to Okado, St. Teresa's site. You know, so I went to UMC. It was the night vigil. So I was preaching on faith that night. And I was preaching on mountain-moving faith. Like, there's nothing impossible. With God, all things are possible. So I preached. Power of God is strong here. So the pastor just came. A young evangelist. There's someone here. She has been very sick for a long time. And there's even a lump in her breast. So what happened? Says, so she's outside. She's outside and she's in a lot of pain. So we're just going to bring her in. He didn't ask for my permission. So we're just going to bring her in. Pray for her. The power of God. Oh, you are the pastor now. What are you doing all these days that you have been here? So the brother, as they were here, my heart was pounding. So I was a teenager. Probably early 20s. And I said, God, if you don't use this one. So what Bro Toby said 4 years ago now came to my head. You can use the sick. Every Christian can use the sick. I said, okay. Every Christian can use sick. Every Christian can use sick. Every see after me. Ah, okay, it's me. Every Christian can use sick. I am a Christian. I can use sick. Every Christian can use sick. I am a Christian. I can use sick. So when the brother, the first thing I said in my heart was, Jesus, if you don't heal this one, I will never preach again. Now don't do it. I always give this. Don't go and do that on our church. You don't do this one. I'll never preach again. Thank God, did not do it. Okay. So, as I laid my hands on her, I didn't even know what to say. I said, Pastor Chris, videos were flashing in my head. But I was not bold enough to do it. I said, bad devil. You don't go beg. I was not good enough to do all the paparazzi around the healing. I was sick. I needed healing myself. I said, heal in Jesus' name. And she, the woman was in pain. But she was healed. Amen. You are a new person. His realities are your realities. That makes sense? What he said you can do is what you can do. We have a song, Go Faith Champ. I am who? I am who you say I am. I can do. I can do all that you. I can. I am who? I am who you say I am. I have what you say I am. I am who you say I am. Sing it again. I am who? I am who you say I am.
I am who you say I am.
I can do.
I can do
all that you say I can. I am who? I am who you say I have what you say I have. I am who you say I am. One more time. I am who? I am who? I am who you say I can do. I can do. I can do all that you say I can. I am who? I am who you say. I have what you say I have. I am who you say I am. I am who. Amen. I know who I am. So, the believer is an Exodus person. There is something new. There is something new about him. When Paul met Jesus on the road to Damascus, Jesus told him what he is going to do by the gospel in Acts 26. Acts 26. Learn something. So this is what happened to the believer. Verse 15. And I said, I, Paul, said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom you persecute. Rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared unto you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness of both these things which I appear unto you. And of those things in the which I appear unto you. Verse 17. Can we verse 17 and 18 together? To open your eyes. To turn them from darkness. Is that Exodus? So this is what happens when people get saved. Their eyes are open. They are turned from darkness to light. And from the power of Satan unto God. That they may receive forgiveness of sin. And inheritance among them which are sanctified. So, what happens to the believer is that he is translated from darkness to light. Say, I'm in the light. Say, I'm in the light. In John 8, 12, Jesus said, he that follows me shall not walk in darkness. The word follow there actually means to believe. He that believes in me shall not walk in darkness, but he shall have the light of life. So, upon the Exodus, in the resurrection, when we believe the gospel, we have the light of life. I have the light of life. Come on, I have the light of life. So, very settled in our hearts is that the believer is an Exodus person. His reality are the reality of Exodus. Once in slavery, but now free. Once serving idols, but now serving God. Once bound to obey Pharaoh, but now subjection to the gospel of Christ. Amen. I am an Exodus person. And the Exodus, we said, is evidenced by singing. In Exodus 15, Exodus 14, verse 26. We still go to verse number 14 first. Exodus 14, 26. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, and upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned, and he covered the chariots and the horsemen, and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not one as much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land, amen, in the midst of the sea. And the waters were a wall upon the on their right hand and their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel at the hand of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw the great work which the Lord has done upon the Egyptians.
And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. So this is the Exodus, right? Right? They left Egypt. The Red Sea parted. Glory to God. But look at what they did in chapter 15 immediately. Can we read chapter 15 verse 1 to 3 together, everybody? And my song, he's become my salvation. He's my God. I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God. I exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. And the Lord is his name. Amen. This is a song. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. The Lord is my strength and my song. How about that? The Lord is my strength. He's become my salvation. He's my song. The Lord is my song. So the Exodus is evidenced by singing. Don't forget where you're coming from. Do not be filled with wine. Where is the nexus? But be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melodies in your hearts to the Lord. So, if you say the believer is an Exodus person, then that means he's a singing person. So I'm a singing person. I love to sing. The believer is a singing person. He's a singing person. Because singing is part of our salvation. You see that in Ephesians 6:18? Ephesians 5:18 rather. You see it in Colossians 3:16? Let's go to Colossians 3:16. Let the utterance, that's the word there, let the utterance of Christ dwell richly in you in all wisdom. Or dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Teaching and admonishing one another. In what? News? Eh? Teaching and admonishing one another in trends? Oh, teach and admonishing one another with latest gist. That's what my version says. Eh? What about yours? In what? Psalms? In hymns? Huh? In Grammy winning songs? Huh? In what? Songs by the Spirit. That word pneumaticos. Spiritual. P-N-E-U-M-A-T-I-K-O-S. I'll come again. P-N-E-U. Spiritual. P-N-E-U-M-A. T-I-K-O-S. When you see the word pneuma, that's spirit. T-I-K-O-S is around, in and around, pertaining to the spirit. So, songs in and pertaining to the spirit. Singing and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and songs pertaining to the spirit. When you say the spirit, that's new creation, that's salvation, that's the resurrection. So, the believer is meant to sing spiritual songs. You cannot say you are full of the Spirit and you're not singing. How? How? One of the ways you know that a man is full of the Spirit of God is he sings a lot. I'm not saying singing Bugawo. That's not his song. That's not pneumaticos. That was switchicos. Something that just appeals your mind. In and around the soul. Something that leads. Say, all the time I was thinking edification, healing, and miracle. That one is not, I was not feeling but faith. What about, we just go, oh, lo, 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 Jesus won. He won the great, he won the sea, oh, lo, lo, lo. That's what he wants. Service was great. You know, there was a time that there was a trend in the Church of God, where people were just turning secular music. You just put Jesus in there. And, you know, the choir singing, not yet. You know, I mean, this song, it's what people use to smoke to at the club on special request. If I want to smoke, I need that song. You just put Jesus in between. Give me some example of those songs. We go there, pop champagne. Sorry, in your name. I see everybody jumping. Unless you're going. Because you don't, you have the Spirit of God. Why are you not singing your own songs? In Revelation 14, we look at that. Revelation 14, we read that last week. Verse 2. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers, harping with their harps. And the song, as it were, a new song before the throne. Say a new song. A new song before the throne. When you say new, the word new is about what God is about to do. The word new is Canaan. The word new is the promise of God. The Exodus. The song, a new song, before the throne, before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song. The word, learn that word mantanos. That is, it's not of manly origin. It's not of human origin. The song was not human. It's not pop champagne to hail your name.
is a song by the Spirit. You know you can sing song by the Spirit. Amen. You know you can sing song by the Spirit. You know you can? You know you can have 50 in a day? Huh? Easy peasy lemon squeezy. You can have 50. Because you have the Spirit. It's an unending supply. It's an unending supply. You just keep swimming. Hallelujah. Praise God. No man could learn the song. Only those who are redeemed from the earth. It is sung by the Spirit. So the believer is an Exodus person, and that makes him a singing person. It's not about nice music. It's about spiritual music. Or spiritual songs. There is good singing. There are actually good songs in the natural. There was one I loved that year. We are the world. We are the children. Very nice. Good singing. For a noble cause. I love Tamina Mina. That World Cup song that year. I loved it. I tried to remove my mind from the things they were doing, the dance and everything. I just received the audio. Amen. There's good singing. But that doesn't make it God's kind of song. Am I saying all the songs we must have sing now? They must be prophet Sam. No. In Luke 21 now. When the prodigal song returned home, the Bible says they made music. Luke 21:12. Let me see if I can find my notes anywhere. Luke 15. In Luke 15:24 and 25. When the prodigal son returned home, the Bible says they made music and they married. A very nice, noble stuff, right? I'm not expecting that. The music you are seeing there is, you are the lamb upon the throne. When Jesus went to the wedding at the Cana of Galilee in John 2, he must have sung songs that might not be edifying, right? Right? Is it good to go for weddings? Of course. In 1 Corinthians 10, Paul said, if an unbelieving one invites you to a feast, he said, bid him well. Go there. But don't go there, believer. You go there. Can I be believer? Christian! Pastor! Emoji! And he's like, bro, come. No dances. I'm trying. I like to dance a lot, but I don't know how to do it. Are you ashamed? What shameful positions are you taking? And you are sweating. You are sweating vigorously. Today they will take. Because of 2020 there, they will spray you. Don't spray 2020 here. And you lost your composure. He says, singing spiritual songs. Emphasis on what? Some of us have to consume the natural. You check your phone. The only spiritual thing there is GAC Media. And you download it because of study group. In fact, when you hear, ready for the word, Matthew 28. Your sleep is already doing your eyes. Matthew 28, verse 18. Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power, that's what authority there, is given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe. The word observe there is what tell you. I know all these things. I've said it many times. Just fast forward me. Some of you will put me on fast play. They will put you on fast play. And I'll start talking. That has not gotten there again. Fast play, pastor. They will fast pay you. Your disciples will fast pay you one day. They will tie 10. No one else is to pay me. Hallelujah. That's the only thing you have that is spiritual on your phone. Every other thing is born a boy, born a girl, born a kid. Miss daddy, miss kid, miss mommy. Which one is Davido, Goliath. Everybody is on your phone. If your disciple on your phone, he's going to backslide straight. Now, in your defense, it's not like you are influenced by those songs. You just like nice melody. In your defense. You are not really particular about the song. It's the song that is particular about you. The song is particular about your life. Have you ever found yourself while you're washing or you're doing something and you just, a song comes to your heart? I was on Instagram. Hey, I was scrolling. I'm on Instagram, yeah. Don't look at me like, I'm on Instagram. So as I was scrolling, so I just said something. Wake up! You know, my mind completed and I said, collect your money. Pastor, I don't have the song. The truth is, I don't even know who sang it. But that is how much impression song will make on your mind. Collect your money. I said, God. How much more you that have it in your favorites? You can get a playlist for it. It's a dangerous ground. What the Bible teaches us is to be filled with the Spirit and to sing spiritual songs. Hallelujah. What we have in the Bible, it is a call for us to sing good spiritual songs. To sing a new song. Look at the Psalms, Psalm 33. Are you there? Can I wait for you? Psalm 33. Some believers, you can sing any song. Now this might look like I'm just playing around. I'm not. I told you last week that if songs by the Spirit, if they can edify you, that means songs can also bring you down. I mean, the logic is that simple. If songs can build you up spiritually, then songs can affect your spirituality. The reason why a lot of people have found themselves in strange grounds and in confusion and where they don't even know what to do is the song they have sung. You kept singing, I don't know what the future holds. I'm a nobody, but somebody soon will find me one day. So you go to the park. You're about to take the bus to Balende. And somebody's son walks up to you. You know, somebody's son, you know, your speck is shirtless. And you're wondering, what kind of soap that is to bath? He didn't specify. He just said somebody's son. So I said, oh, Pastor, what's happening now? A good doctor will find you. He said, Pastor will find you one day. One good pastor. Come here. Amen. You let me find you, please. Find yourself. You know, you just open your mouth and sing. You feel, I'm just enjoying music. No. So the Bible teaches us how to sing. Psalm 33. You there? Rejoice in the Lord, O righteous, for praise fits you. Amen. Say, praise fits me. Praise is comely for the upright. That is, singing fits you. Say, Pastor, I don't know how to sing. I sing on key, whatever. Singing fits you. Amen. The praise of God is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. I remember one time I prayed that the instrument of 10 strings is your hand. God. And it didn't look like a string. And I said, this is a string. The instrument of 10 strings. Actually, there's an instrument of 10 strings. Don't mind that nonsense teaching. Not here. I'm talking about over 15 years ago. About 15. 14, 15 years ago. Instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, playing skillfully with a loud noise. Sing unto him a new song, for the word of the Lord is right, and his works are done in truth. Amen. Sing unto him a loud song. Sing him a new song with a loud voice. Sing unto him a new song. That's what the Bible teaches us in Psalm 95. Psalm 95 verse 1. Oh come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Those are the kind of songs you sing. The rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his. He made it. His hands from the dry land. Oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God and we are the people of his pasture. And the sheep of his hand. Is that Exodus? Eh? The sheep. The sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice. I didn't know your heart as a prayer of provocation. Again, let us come before him. Let us sing unto the Lord. Verse 1. Psalm. That's Psalm 95, Abby. Psalm 96. Verse 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen. His wonders among all people. Amen. Declare his glory on campus. Sing of his glory in your hostel. Sing of his glory at work. If you're allowed to. Sing of his glory in your house. Not that it's just when you come to church that you say, edification, visions, revelation. I told me something else. Sing of his glory in all the earth. Verse 4. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of nations are idols. For the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Amen. Give unto the Lord, you kingdom of people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Verse 9 says, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all of the earth. Amen. Amen. Shall I sing? I'll sing unto the Lord. You didn't say it. Shall I sing unto the Lord? Now sing. You said you sing. Now sing. Oh, you need keyboard? No.
Nah. Nah.
Faith is your keyboard. You know, the way you speak in tongues, add melody to your tongues. Just add melody to your tongues. Make melody in your heart. Let the Spirit of God fill your heart. Make melody. Make melody. Oh,
Amen.
Amen. Who is still going to have time to sing? You know, this is the way it happens. At first, he looks, what am I doing? Then, as you enter, 5 minutes in, you can stop. You start to laugh. You start to smile. I don't even know what I'm saying. You start smiling. You know, I remember there was a time I sang in the spirit for 1.5 hours. You know, I just kept singing. And I wanted to stop. And I'll go again. And I had a series of psalms in succession like that. Intentionally, I tried from Genesis. I mean, the psalms were from Genesis to Exodus to Leviticus and all that. Intentionally, learn to sing by the Spirit. There's no way you can say you are full of the Spirit of God and you're not singing. I'll show you that. So I'm a singing spirit. I'm God's instrument of music on the earth. Psalm 98, verse 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy hand have gotten him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has openly shown in the sight of the heathen. He has remembered his mercy and his truth towards the house of Israel. Towards the ends of the earth, he has seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord all the earth. Make a loud noise, rejoice and sing praise. Those of you that don't like to rejoice. Are you saying? Make a joyful noise. But I don't understand. Everything. What's that? What's that? Where is that one in the Bible? What do you think noise means? Joyful noise means? Hallelujah. Does that sound like joyful noise? Eh? Is that joyful noise? Noise means noise. Oh yeah, combine joyful and noise. How does that sound? Eh? How does it sound? Joyful and noise. Glory to God! Amen! Have your seat! That is joyful noise! You don't do noise like, that way you are praised. It's not you in Jesus' name, amen. Noise. Bro, are you sure you are okay? Joyful noise. You can't force rejoicing. Say, make a joyful noise. Rejoice in all the earth and sing praises. So one of the ways we flow in when we rejoice in the believer's meeting is that we now sing praises. I've told you before, when you're rejoicing, you're talking. Then when you're talking, you're singing. Amen. Songs are part of our faith. Hallelujah. So one way that God's word is brought to us is through songs. Look at the Psalms. For you to call something a psalm, it means it is poetic and musical. It is poetic and musical. It was salo. P-S-A-L-L-O. It is poetic and it is musical. So God's word is brought to us in psalms. Look at that. You know, 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is what? Is given by what? So is psalms part of that? So God inspires us to sing his word. How about that? He inspires us to sing his word. God's word in songs is the preaching of the gospel. Psalm 144. You know, Jesus sang a lot. A lot. We look at that last week, right? On the Passover table, he sang. Psalm 144, that's where we are. On the Passover table, he sang. On the cross, he sang. When he rose from the dead, he sang. He's always singing. In fact, most of his answers to the Pharisees was singing. Imagine someone asking you a question, and you just say, the Lord said to my Lord, see that my right hand. See that my right hand. I'll make your enemies your footstool. The victory is yours. The Lord said to my Lord, and they're looking at him. And say, no wonder they didn't ask him any question from that day and spot. Because how do you ask someone a question? And he starts singing. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. Ha 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 ha. And you're looking at him and say, ah. No wonder he said, he must be delusional. He calls himself the king. Look at many things that come together. He calls himself the king. Then he sings. He's not everywhere, he just sing. He's singing. He's singing with that piano. Jesus sang. In fact, Zephaniah 3:17 helps us understand that God is a singing person. We look at that last week. Zephaniah 3:17. God sings. God rejoices over you with singing. The word rejoice there actually means to make joyful noise. So God does what he just did now. We saw that in Jesus. When they came to him and he said, the demons were subject to us in your name. What is the Bible says? And in that same hour, Jesus rejoiced in the spirit. So, Agalio, he started doing, woo! And look at, what happened to Jesus? He's not used to exuberance. He's being full of the spirit. He's doing God's word. I remember there was a time I was against rejoicing. Yeah, me. I mean, I was probably 15. I started with God's word very early. I was at 14, 13. So when I say 15, I was already teaching. You met some of those times. You know? You're looking at that and she was there. Anyway, she probably, if you had not run to Gomosho, and some place, anyway, always traveling. I opposed you. Alright, so, you know, I was against religion. I just said, how can people just wait and be doing, I say, I was the sad one. Some people just, they cannot find out what's making you happy. What made Jesus happy? The Bible says he rejoiced in the spirit. Paul and Silas, they beat them. Paul and John, Peter and John rather, in Acts 4, they beat them and they rejoiced. How can someone be beaten? After chopping koboko, you know, glory to God. Yeah, it's the pain. No. It's the spirit. Hallelujah. Psalm 144, verse 9. Can we read it together? Want to go? I'll sing a new song unto you, O God. Upon the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto you. Amen. Psalm 149, verse 1. Praise you the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. When you see new song, it's the song of the Exodus. That is, we are no longer in Egypt. This is a new song. This is a new era. This is a new covenant. Does that make sense? So when you say new song, new covenant, the same thing. All things are passed away. You are now a new creature. That makes sense? All that become, you are now a new creature. The man being a new creature. That is what God has done. The result of his salvation is called new. Chadash in the Hebrew tongue. Kainos in the Greek. I am new. Amen. Psalm 149 verse 1. Praise the Lord. Sing unto him a new song. And praise in the, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Verse 4. The Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with what? Salvation. Psalm 150 verse 1. Praise you the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath. That word that has breath. Everything that is said is the same way Habakkuk will use the just shall live. So it's not just about the trees. It's not as long as I'm alive. No. It's let everything that is now alive in Christ that has breath. It's a spiritual kind of living, not just cats, fish, crayfish, you know, everything that has breath. No. Let everything that is alive, the just shall live by faith. Let me come to your heart. Let everything that has breath, the breath of God, just like Ezekiel said, right? Can these dry bones live? God says, Ezekiel said, only you know. Then God said, then God breathed into those dry bones and they live. That's salvation experience. That makes sense? That's Ephesians 2. You who are once dead have been quickened by spirit. Does that make sense? That's the leading of the scriptures. So we say, everything has breath. That is you, that is me. That is every new creation. Everyone who is in the new creation on the earth. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we can praise the Lord. You believe that? So songs are meant to be supernatural. In your lyrics, you must find the message of the cross. The message of grace. Your song must be a new song. Must be a teaching. or praise. Singing is one of the ways we communicate the things of the Spirit. It's one of the ways we communicate the things of the Spirit. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14, and 15 said, I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 14, 15. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with understanding also. So I will sing with the Spirit. This morning, I will sing with the Spirit. So when it's time, don't, you already said it. This morning, come on, everyone. This morning, I will sing with the Spirit. I will sing by the Spirit. I'm a singing spirit. Exactly. So, we are made to sing His praises. The epistles instruct us to sing. The predominant text that Jesus quoted from oftentimes was the Psalms. God's redemptive work is expressed by singing. Oh, I'm saved. You express it by singing. It's evident in much singing. I am purified, I'm sanctified, I'm washed in the blood. I've got God's power working mightily on my behalf. That's the song of the Exodus. The Israelites did nothing. God's power worked on their behalf. That's an Exodus. I've got God's power working mightily on my behalf. I'm full of His glory. I'm born of the Spirit. I'm born of the Spirit. You know, that's the way you evidence the Exodus. God's redemptive work is evidenced by singing. They led the Red Sea, and the first thing is Moses sang. When Jesus gave them that bread in Matthew 26, after they ate the bread and they took it, the Bible says, and they sung an hymn. Amen. Your Bible. Alright. You know, they sung an hymn. So I know how to sing. But I don't have my voice, Pastor. Pastor, you really, don't worry. That's why we have prophet to lead us in it. I always said the pastor is the lead singer, amen? In any assembly, the pastor is meant to be the lead singer. The pastor is the head of the music team. You see, this was important. They are delegates. Without collecting money, sha. They are delegates to sing what has been taught. That's why you don't see anybody else come here and grab mic. Today, everybody praise the Lord now. We pray. Bend down low to where? Eh? Where? I don't know what to say again. I used to lead praise worship. Oh, I tell them now. International. Not Swagbell. We used to have what they call administrations. We have administration every week. My dad and I, one time, when we were in drama administration, we left church at midnight. We went with our parents to church. We now snuck away midnight. We went to the drama. Other than an answer, the kind of word I heard from Pastor Vyodo. He said, what are you doing with your life? Jamie, you are the one that is leading these people. You are the leader. You are the one. I can see disobedience in your eyes. When he's talking, I don't talk. I just keep quiet. There's nothing you want to say at that moment. Just keep quiet. Anything you want to say, text it first. The next day, apologize. And that's the end of it. I said, what were we thinking? Everybody was praying in church. You carry costume. I don't carry costume. You horrible people. I think that's what I said. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. About 16 years ago. Pardon us now. Amen. Not even 16 years. That means you were just born then. All right. So, what was I talking? What was I saying before I went to you? I praise worship. So the pastor is the lead singer. You cannot come and just sing anything. No, we sing what has been taught. So much that our songs can be enough for a teaching. You go to someone and say, what God has joined together, let not man put asunder. He that is joined with the Lord is one spirit with him. What have you guys done? Matthew 19, 4 to 8. He took 4 Corinthians 6, 17 to 19. He that is joined with the Lord is one spirit with him. This is revelation. Christ Jesus crucified. That's the entire four gospels. Now reason, today we are seated in him. That's Ephesians 2. We are the chosen generation. 1 Peter 2, 9. The people of Israel, we are that mighty holy nation. This is the Exodus. We are delivered from darkness to your light. Is that not Acts 26, 18? Eh? Is that not 1 Peter 2, 9? Is that not Exodus 14? This is the Exodus. We are delivered from the night into your day. Is that not Genesis 1? Eh? Now Genesis 1, I deliver from the night into your day. All things are passed away. All things are become. 2 Corinthians 5:17. A new creation. See how you took just a song. That's not just a verse. The chorus. This is just the chorus. And you turned, and it's a teaching. A teaching that starts with Genesis, and it's in First Peter. That is how to sing psalms. There was a time. Death was the witch. There was a time. Sin was the reign. Romans 5, right? But the Father ran in his love. He gave his son. Then that for Gospels. And call it John 3:16, right? He gave his son. Help has arrived. That is Genesis. I will make for him an help meet. We have believed in what he did. The entire epistle. We have eternal life. Is that not your teaching already? We have received the Son of God. John 1:12. And what he did for us. That is Ephesians. Identification. And what he did for us. The new creation is the Father's work. Genesis again. Full of his glory. We have been helped. Can you see how you can take a song and you say, don't worry. What I want to teach you with today is a song. Sing after me. That new creation is the Father's work. Yeah, don't sing it. I have learned it, Abby. Now, you see the Father's work. Genesis. Let's go to Genesis. It can serve as a manuscript to teach. That is how to sing psalms. Hallelujah. Blessed are my eyes. I have seen the glory of God. Is that not Matthew? Matthew 13? That's Hebrews 2. Blessed are my ears. I've heard of what he has done. I have the mind of Christ. That's 1 Corinthians 2 and 3. 1 Corinthians 2 actually. I have the mind of Christ. So again, you sing a teaching. When you hear God's word, put it into a song. Put it into a song. That's how to sing. Hallelujah. You learn something? Say, I'm more conscious. Leave one end up. Say, I'm more conscious of how I sing and what I sing. I am a singing spirit. God made me to sing. And I'm his vessel to sing his song. So we are vessels of God to sing his songs. We are vessels to sing his songs. Like I said, we are singing for other things. But primarily in the local church and for the life of the believer, you are meant to sing his praise. They are very nice songs, yeah. I gave some examples here. Yeah. I don't have an issue with them, regardless of who sang them. We have the world. That one, I think it's for, IT. Was it IT then? I love that. They sang one for Ukraine. They sang one for World Cup. Without World Cup, you cannot even take it. That one will stick because I watched the matches. But the one that they sang for this 2022 Qatar, it's not nonsense. I'm not even going to sing it. It's nonsense. But you know, when you have competitions, Arsenal song, not London forever. You cannot stop me from singing that one. Amen. Those are noble songs, yeah? Chelsea has one too. Very horrible song. You sing it, you're in the flesh. I'm going to die the death. Very unfun nonsense. I don't even know who composed it. That person has to be suicidal. But let's do that. So there are normal songs, yeah? But just ensure that whatever you're singing, weigh it well. It must not transmit immorality. It must not translate to greed. Dollar on my head. I don't know. It must not translate to quick money, impatience. It must not be lewd. These days, everything they sing is all around the female body. Everything. If you have not said it like this, you have not sang. If you are not sell. If the producer just tell you, there's a verse that is missing. You say, I know, don't worry. You know. And the believer too, you are singing. There's no one that wanted to. Believer! You go to party, they don't even know you're a believer. All these songs they sang, oh mogu gwe. Guess what? Psalm that we sang last week, cannot remember again. Prophet gave Psalm. Which one again? Is that edification? Something edification? Or the one that you know everything. A to Z. You even correct the lyrics, A to Z lyrics. So I know they missed this line. What he said was bang bang bang. Bang bang bang. So I sing God's songs. To ensure that the song you're singing doesn't transmit fear, doesn't transmit anxiety, doesn't transmit death. It must transmit to you spiritual realities. Because songs actually transmit spiritual realities. Weigh your songs well. Philippians 4. Philippians 4. Are you learning something? This is your filter for songs. Verse 8. This is your filter. So any song you want to sing, you run it by this one. Are you ready? Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, say true. So you ask yourself, are the lyrics true to my identity and who God says I am? Is this who God said I am? How can someone say I'm a bulldog? I'm a king. And believe I say, I'm a bulldog. Bulldog? Not even just bull, any dog. I'm a man in Christ. Amen. Whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, is it honest? Whatever things are just, not promoting, you rob the man of his money. Maga, don't pay. Is that just? Answer me. Is that just? There are some that even encourage ladies to collect money from guys. Collect your money. Collect money. Believe in you. My girlfriend away. Spend all your money on me. As per what? Camp meeting. As per church project. I spend all my money on you. Who are you? Who are you by the way and by the bush? What about things that are just? What about things that are pure? I'm going here. Pure! Weigh your songs. What are the values? What are the values is this? What are the values the leaders are projecting? Is it projecting to be a good person? Is it projecting to be a good citizen? Is it projecting? You know, those are neutral songs, but yeah, he's telling you to be a good citizen. He's telling you to help others. How many of those songs do we have now? This is here. Even to the so-called, Christian music. Anywhere dollar they carry me, they go. Anywhere better. That's not a good song. That's not what Jacob said. In this way that I go. Anywhere better. Eventually met Rachel. Is that better? Anywhere better they carry me, they go. Anywhere better. Carry me, they go. Baba, carry me, they go. My husband. That's not scripture. He said, it will lead you in the way to go. You will hear a voice that will tell you. Turn right. Turn left. He will tell you what to do. You are not the one that will tell him, carry me, they go. If Paul said, carry me, go. Better day. Better day was in the prison. Where better day carry me, they go. Where God wanted for Paul and Silas was that prison at that moment. And don't think you have an idea of what he saved them from. Don't think you have an idea of what he's doing. He's God. Where did he carry Jesus to? The cross. If I sing this song, God said, if you sing it, he will carry you go some places. the better plan he has for your life, he will show you. Don't sing it though. Jesus said, your will be fulfilled, better day. He took him to the cross. Nailed him. He died, but he resurrected. Amen. So we're not saying anywhere dollar day. In church. Oh God. Hallelujah. What about things are pure? Not motivated by greed. Some songs are sapa led, not spirit led. Sapa. Sapa is not a Greek word. Sapa, I don't know if it was sapalios. Used many times in Nigerian. Sapa, it's not your friend. Sapa, what is the meaning of sapa again? It's a phenomenon. That means someone is in Brooklyn. Brooklyn means the person cannot afford the affordables. Someone is broke. That's sapa. Some songs are led by lack. What's that one I said in last 2 weeks? Don't give anybody money. You know it. Don't remember it. Not color. Don't give anybody money. Mafi Billy, Pami. That's not a new creation song. How can you sing that one with Mafi Billy, Pami? The first time I heard that, I said, this is unfair. This is unfair to the scripture and God's word. God's word says you care for those who are in need. Did you not listen to that teaching, Barnabas? Did you not follow Galatians until we finished? God's word instructs that we also even give to those who are leaders. 1 Timothy 5:17, Galatians 6:6. You know, God's word instructs us to give to the poor, to the needy, to be good friends to people. Then you just said, don't ask me for anything. That's not God. That's not Bible-led. Amen. What other things are pure? Say, pure. So you ask yourself, is this song true? Is it honest? Is it just? Is it pure? Is it lovely? Is it something you can tell pastor? Pastor, I really want to teach you one song. There's a song like that I heard. You know, sometimes I see your faith status and I ask him, who sang this song? I don't know. That's the one he put on the status. Amen. Amen. But the one that is on his status, very good. And I was like, ooh, there's this other guy too on my status. Like, he posts, in fact, when I hear new songs, probably from him, Bethel and all of that, all of them, he goes to fish them out. And he put on his status. Like, very nice. For 1 year, you have changed. Amen. Whatever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely. And I say, so you don't want to give someone anything. So shishi. Lovely. Whatever things are of good report. Good report. What would, sometimes, you know, there's this something when we're younger, when we're teenagers. WWJD. Right? What will Jesus do? I remember I went to Luba Marie, they brought it there. I know that even did a shirt. WWJD. What will Jesus do? By the time I preached again, I said, he has done what he has done. He has died. And now he just learned doctrine. Don't be dead. Say, he has done what he has done. He's died. He's resurrected. He now lives in us. We don't ask what he will do. We do it for him. Let's ask it. What will Jesus do? This kind of song, will Jesus sing it? That one, I don't understand how you can dance it as a believer. If you dance, you are, I don't know. You should be flogged in the local church. I mean, it's both lewd, it's both rude, it's against any, remove Bible. He's still wrong. Now put the Bible back. Hey, no, pastor is from my husband. I don't know about that one. But your husband was not there when you were sleeping. Long bow. Whatever things are lovely. Whatever things have good report. Virtuous. Virtuous. It has virtue. It has good values. It has praise. He said, think these things. Eh? Think on these things. By implication, sing it. Say these things. Think these things. Sing these things. So go and wear your playlist again. Is that clear? When you get home, go to all songs. Number one, you know the songs already, Abby? Aha. Is it virtuous? This one not very virtual. Delete. This one, good report. It's not true. Delete. It will affect you. Sometimes you cannot even flow in the things of the spirit because of your mind is already occupied with some nonsense. Like I said, if songs build you up, songs can bring a man down. Some people got into strange habits because of the kind of songs they listened to. And they didn't know that it was through that song that they got that evil spirit. Or through that song that they got that nonsense attitude. So you just start thinking about kissing people around. Because there's a song that you do so much love. In fact, you slept with your earpiece one night and that song played throughout. You say that one a while already. Some people sleep with GST media on your earpiece. You now make me talk overnight. It's a long teaching. Oh, I belong to it. Thank God that technology is not making me be the one that is talking it. Else, I'm just drinking water every second. It alone loo me. Hallelujah. I sing God songs. Don't be trendy. Don't worry. Don't be trendy. Sing the songs of redemption. I told that beyond anything, he lives in me. Ask the person who lives in you. You raise me up to where? From where? Don't go and think he's talking Ephesians.
I sing by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I sing by the Spirit of God. In Acts 4. So when you're full of the Spirit, we said you will be singing. When you're full of the Spirit, you will be singing. Acts 4. When they were done beating Peter and John. Verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own company, that is to the church, and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said unto them. And when they had heard that, they lifted up their voice with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, who has made the heaven and the earth, and the sea and all that is in it. Who by the mouth of your servant David said, why did the eating rain? You are singing. It looks like you are quoting the scripture. You are singing. Lord, you said, why did they eat in rage? Why did the people imagine vain things? The king of the earth stood up. This is Psalm 2. Amen? The king of the earth stood up. And the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For he truth against the holy child. They are singing. And after what? They prayed.
So, listen. When you pray, learn to sing. If you come for prayer vigils, you see that when we're done praying, what? We'll sing. So when you're done praying, you have prayed in tongues and all that. Learn to now sing. Learn to pray and then sing. Sing. So, after they have sang songs from the Psalms, in verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Okay? They are filled with the Holy Ghost and it's evidenced by singing and praying. In Acts 16, Paul and Silas, verse 24, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, can we verse 25 together? Acts 16, want to go? Everybody want to go? And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. Paul and Silas prayed. And what? Sang praises. So when you pray, you sing. That's why Paul said, I will pray with the Spirit. I'll pray with the Spirit. I will sing with the Spirit. Songs must accompany your prayer. Is that clear? Is that clear? Learn to use songs to accompany prayer. Let your life be so full of the Spirit. Let your life be so full of the utterance and the word of the Lord that the vocables that come from your mouth are inspired by the Spirit. Sometimes it's not even, you're not singing tongues. Sometimes you're making melodies, like I said. Making melodies in your heart. You're just going, I have a friend like that. He used to whistle. He was just whistling. Sorry, I don't know how to whistle. Hey, he just whistle. And before you know it, he makes a sound out of whistling. Making melodies. Let me say this. If you are troubled, learn to sing a lot. Learn to sing a lot. Sometimes we don't know. I have said this before and again. We don't know what is happening. How much is happening when we sing. Songs are the emblems of our victory. They are the stamp of our victorious life. Our songs are inspired by the Spirit. And because we are men of the Spirit, we sing the Lord's song. We sing the song of Exodus. We sing the song of redemption. We sing ourselves to victory. We sing ourselves to winning. We sing ourselves for fulfilling God's plan for our lives. When things are confusing, when things are unsure, when it appears like the trouble is much, sing. Sing in the Spirit. And watch how much peace you have in your heart. Sing in the Spirit and let Him talk. Let Him talk through your songs. Let God tell you what He has in plan. You are under the pressure, you are under everything. Jesus go, never celebrate the most surprise. Written the more than the most celebrate the other. No, just go ahead, sing in the Spirit. No? And you will see how much of an instrument of war singing is. They could not bring down Jericho. And, you know, they already gathered the armies. Say, God, when should we attack the walls? What kind of armor should we use? What kind of instrument should we use? God said, what are you talking about? What kind of drying machine was used for the Red Sea? He just kept singing. What kind of machine do you want to use to fill the ocean? Have you not heard what happened in the Red Sea? Sing. Bible says, and they sang with the trumpets. They marched about, proclaiming their victory. And on the seventh day, they blew the trumpets. You have to learn how to blow it. Amen. Amen. When you're alone, and it appears like everything is just down, sing. When it appears like everything is just up, sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We were made to praise Him. We were made to be instruments of God's praise in the earth. Among the Gentiles, among the heathen, among the unbelieving, we are God's voice. In songs, in preaching, we are God's voice. And so Paul is right. He says, do not be drunk with wine. Wearing is in excess. Let there be something to you that is beyond natural. That means I can switch. If I switch to songs, I can turn things around. If I switch to the Spirit, I can turn things around. Be filled with the Spirit. He tells you how to be filled with the Spirit. He said, you are going to speak to one another. In psalms. In hymns. In spiritual songs. Making melody in your heart. Unto the Lord. Making melody in your heart. Unto the Lord. I told you last week, they went to meet Elisha. Because there was trouble in the land. The king didn't know what to do. They went to meet Elisha. Elisha said, call me someone that can sing. Sometimes you wonder why pastors, oftentimes before they come on stage, they ask someone to sing. Anytime I'm ministering and I want to lay hands, ask brother to give me the song. He knows the song, alright? You know the song, right? What's the song? Forget words. I can see him from afar. Fire in his eye. Just leave it like that. Just sing me the song. Sing me the song. Anything can happen. Hallelujah. Just give me that song. Because that's how God has orchestrated it to be. In singing, we have victory. In singing, you will win more. Huh? Is that clear? So sing more. Sing more. Sing more. Sing more. Sing more. Watch the songs you also sing in the natural. Watch your favorite songs. Learn to differentiate yourself from nonsense. You are a man born of God. Don't forget where we started from. You are new. Let the old things go and put a new song in your mouth. You ready for that this morning? Sing in the spirit. Sit down. Sit down. Sing in the spirit. Paul and Silas prayed. They sang songs. Set the tone for this morning. The tone of victory. Cinema,